Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Lamed. We're at the top of Lamed Amud Aleph. We just discussed the idea of chametz that fell into a mixture of food, whether it was on Pesach or before Pesach that it fell in, or after Pesach for that matter, meaning at a time when it was usser or not usser, and if it fell into a mixture of its kind or of a different food. Amar Rava Hilchata chametz bismana b'mino b'nshalo b'mino usser b'mashu. So Rav says the halacha is that if chametz falls into a mixture, when it's usser, whether it's kind or not its kind, it's going to be usser with any amount, not just b'no tentam. Kirav, how Rav paskins in terms of mixtures that are b'mino and shelo b'mino. Shelo b'zmano, however, falls in at a time where the chametz itself is not usser, ben b'mino ben shelo b'mino muter k'rabbi Shimon. However, if it's not the time that it's usser and it falls into a mixture, whether it's the same mixture or a mixture of different foods, it's going to be mutter, like Rabbi Shimon who permits chametz she'avar alav Pesach. Right, that there it's mutter behana. Umi amar Rava hachi v'hamar Rava Rabbi Shimon kan zakanis. Right? Did Rava really say this, that it would be mutter in accordance with Rabbi Shimon, who says that chametz she'avar alav Pesach is mutter, chametz that was on Pesach is going to be mutter? But Rava testified that Rabbi Shimon believes it's usser because he makes a gzera, because you violated, because this chametz was in violation of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. However, avar alav Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, since you violated Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, you had a chametz when you weren't supposed to, so there's going to be an isser on that chametz, derabanan, after Pesach, in which case, how does Rava hold that Rabbi Shimon believes that it's mutter? Hani mili be'enei aval al yidei ta'arovet lo. Rabbi Shimon only made that gzera about having chametz that was be'ayin, real substantial chametz, but chametz that was just a part of a ta'arovet, no, he didn't make such a gzera. Ve'azda Rava l'tame, and Rava is clearly consistent with his own shita, de'amar Rava ki havena be Rav Nachman ki avu naf ki shiv ayome de pischa amarlan puk v'zvina chamira de'bene chela. Right. As when we were by Rav Afal's zone is consistent with the Shita, because he said when we were by Rav Nachman and Pesach was ending, he said go out and buy the chametz of the non-Jewish soldiers so that you have something to eat. So clearly there was no gzeir against the chametz shavar alav Pesach. Amar Rav kiteiro b'Pesach ishberu. Rav says that if you have earthenware pots that were used for chametz, you have to break them for Pesach because they absorbed the ta'am, the flavor of chametz, and you own the pots. So it's like you own the flavor of the chametz in the pots. Why would that be the case? But why don't you just cook something in them that's not in their... just to clarify, the problem isn't by Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, with these pots. The problem is it has chametz flavor in it that you owned over Pesach, in which case afterward there's going to be an isser on these on these pots, right? But why would that be the case? L'shinu achara Pesach, v'le'avid b'hu shelo b'minan. Right, just wait until after Pesach, and then cook something in this pot that is not b'mino, in which case it's going to be batel, and all the chametz, all the flavor of chametz that is absorbed in this pot is going to be batel with the food that's not of its like kind. Gizeira dilma'atu l'mavid b'hu b'mino. Well, yeah, there's a decree. The reason why we have to do this is because of a decree that lest you come to cook something that is b'mino, in which case it's not batel in shishim, it's not batel at all. In any amount, it's not going to be batel, and in which case you're going to be eating a mixture, a food that was cooked in a pot that is awesome. Ushmuel amar lo yishabru. Lo yishabru, aval b'mashu lehu lachar, aval mishayla lehu. So Shmuel says, the truth is, you don't have to break them. What should you do? Wait till after Pesach, then cook anything in it at all, because if you cook anything in it, then it's going to become mutter, the flavors in there are going to be batel in the mixture. V'azah Shmuel atame, and Shmuel is consistent with his sheet, the Amar Shmuel, lehanu demizabne kande, ashvu zvine akan daichi, de darshi... Right. So, and Shmuel is consistent with his own shita, as he says to the pot sellers, you should don't mark up your prices after Pesach because people want to buy new pots. Right. Rather sell them at market value. And if you don't sell them at market value and you mark up your prices, I'm going to say that we paskin like Shimon. That you don't need that like Rabbi Shimon. Like we don't that you don't need to buy new pots, and now no one's going to be buying from you anyway. Wait 1 second. Why doesn't he just make that drasha milchatchila? You should tell everyone that this is how he holds. He holds like Rabbi Shimon. What is he? He's using it it as a threat, but he's just not just going to paskin that way publicly. Atre the Rav Hava. Yeah, he was in a place that was under Rav's domain. He didn't want to paskin against him. Ahutanura de tachube tichia asara ravabar hila lemichle lerifta. So if you have a an oven that was lined with a grease made from animal fat, so it's like fleishig, so and then you bake bread in it, so Rava says you're not allowed to eat that bread, even afilu b'milcha le'ola, even if it's just plain with bread, you're not eating it with salt, you're not eating it with anything else, and it's always going to be usur under every circumstance, dilma at le'michle b'kuchta, right? Because maybe you're going to come to eat that bread with something dairy, and then and the bread is fleishig, right? Maybe we can challenge that shita. Ein lashin ta isa b'chalav v'im lash kol apad kula aser. You're not allowed to knead bread with milk, and if you did, then the bread is going to be aser. B'nei herigel avera, because we want to distance you from doing avera, because you're often not going to know that. Okay, this pot, this bread is dairy, and now you're eating it with fleishig kiyotze bo. Right, and similarly, ein tashin tanur be'aliyah v'im tash kol apad kula asura achi asik tanur. Similarly, right, you can't line an oven with animal grease, and if you do, then the bread that you cook in it is going to be usur, because it's going to be considered fleishig, until you fuel the oven such that it burns away all the fat. Hahusa katano miha shari duvta the Rabbi Hilai tuvta. Right, so clearly once you heat the oven substantially and it's going to melt away, then it's going to be mutter, and that's a tuvta to Rabbi Ravabar Ahilai's position that it's always going to be usur. No, you have a way of getting rid of the isur just by heating it up and melting away the fat. Yep, that's a rejection of a shita. Amar Ravina, Rav Ashi v'chi me'achar de otiva Rava de itotav Ravabar Ahilai. Amayka Amar Rav k'deir b'pesach yishberu. Well, okay, if we just totally rejected the shita of Ravabar Ahilai, why does Rav still hold that pots on Pesach are going to be need to be broken because of the flavors inside of it? Just heat them up and then melt all the flavor away, right? Amarle hatam tanur shomatechet hachab dekideir shelcheres. No, that's talking about a metal oven, and this is talking about a earthenware pot. The metal oven can be properly cleansed, but you can't properly cleanse an earthenware pot. V'ibad em alternative kizelites hava shelcheres. We're talking about two earthenware, an oven and an earthenware pot. Zeh heskem b'fni v'heskem b'chutz. But an oven you fuel from inside, and that's going to get hot enough to burn everything away. But the pot you fuel from the outside, it's not going to get hot enough. And if you want to say, well, you know, here too, we're talking about a case, we could be talking about a case where you just light the fire from inside, right? That we're concerned that you're going to be afraid that you're going to break the pot and then you're not going to bring it to its full temperature, right? So we make a gzera, you know, lest you think, oh, you can, you know, heat it to its full temperature and then cleanse it. We're concerned that you're not actually going to bring it to its whole temperature because you know it's probably going to break if you do that. Hilkach hai buchia heisekom b'chutz hu aser v'imalia gumra shapir dami, right? And so similarly, we paskin by like a by a tile that you cook something in, that if you fueled the fire from the outside, then it's going to be usur. But if you filled it with coals to heat it from the inside, then it's going to be mutter. Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi, hani sakine bepischa heche avdinelu. What do we do with our knives on Pesach? Amar le didi chadata ka avdinan. I make new ones. Amar le tinach mar de efsher le delo efsher le mai. Well, you have the means to get new knives. What, if someone doesn't have the means to buy new knives every Pesach, what do they do? Amar le ana kein chadata kamina. No, I didn't actually buy new knives. Rather, I make my knives like new. Right? Kataitu batina uparz la benura v'hadar ma'ayla. I put the handles, I wrap the handles in clay, and then I stick the blade in fire, and then I undo the clay, and then I stick the handle in boiling water, and that's how I kosher it and make it like new. Right, and the halacha is that both the handle and the blade you can kosher by putting it into boiling water in a kli rishon. Amar Rav Huna, Bereder of Yeshua, eight parur magilim berotchin. A wooden spoon used for mixing can also be koshered in boiling water. In a kli rishon, the kli rishon ala ish, right? Kasavar kibol kachpoto, right? Because he holds that if it absorbed water through contact, if it absorbed whatever it absorbed through contact with water or liquid in a kli rishon on the ish, then that's how you get rid of it, right? You get rid of it, you make the flavor leave in the way that it came in, right? So if it's hot enough to go in to the kli rishon, it's hot enough to leave in the kli rishon, right? Ba'u minei maremar, they asked the maremar the following question. Ha mane de kunya maulish namash bu pesach, all right, be pisach. If you have earthenware that's coated in a glaze, can you use it on Pesach? Yeruka loti ba'ilach. You shouldn't ask a question about the green ones, which are very absorbent. The vaday asir, absorbent, not absorbent, absorbent, because they're definitely usher. Kiti ba'ilach aku aukme v'chavire mai. Right, the black and the white ones, which are less absorbent, can you use those? Right, v'heche de'it behu kar tufane loti ba'ilach the vaday asir, and ones that have cracks in it definitely going to be usher because the chametz is going to stay in between the cracks. Kiti ba'ilach the shi'a mai. Right, but if they're smooth and they're not so absorbent, then what's the halacha there? Amarle chazina lehu de mit daite. So I see that they emit sweat, meaning see that they have like a condensation, right? Alma balei v'asir. So clearly they must absorb something, right? So they're going to be asir. V'Torah ha'ida al klicheres she'eino yotze midei dofyo l'olam. And the Torah says about klicheres, you could never extract the isir from them. They always maintain that status. Ma'ishna la'inyan yai nesach l'darish v'arim amarni nikonya ben ukma ben chavir ben yiruk ashari. Well, why is that different than yayin nesach, which are apparently cups used for yayin nesach, whether they're green or black or white, you're allowed to use them you're allowed to use them for other things. Right, and if you want to say, well, yayin nesach is an iser derabanan and chametz iser deoraita, I would certainly assume that the rabbis generally make their gzeiras modeled after the iser deoraita, right? So in achinami, you shouldn't be using it either way. Amar le zetashmish al dechametz zetashmish detzonan. Yeah, but there's a difference, right? One is used for heat, right? Meaning, if you're cooking something in a pot, it's going to be very, very hot, right? And it's going to, and it's going to absorb the flavor in heat, right? Whereas the yayin nesach is only used for cold, and so it's not going to be not going to absorb that much. Amar Rava bar Abba, Amar Rav Chia bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel. Kol hakinim mishtamshu ben chametz betzonen, mishtamash ben matzah chutz min beit seor shechemitzu shechimutzu kasha. Right. For that matter, anything that you used for chametz only with cold, you can use for matzah. You can use for matzah on Pesach because it didn't absorb if it was just cold, unless we're talking about the a vessel that you use to make sourdough bread. It has very, very harsh leavening agents, and even though it was cold, it's still going to be considered to have absorbed. Amar Rav Ashi, ubeit charosa kibeit seor shechemutzu kasha. When it comes to something that holds very harif things, like onions or similarly very strong condiments, right? That's similar to the sourdough bread holder. Amar Rava, hani agane dimichosa hoil v'tadiri lemeila. So the people of Chose who would very often use their kalim for kneading all dough for sourdough. They used it very frequently, and they would leave it there for an extended period of time. We treat it like the sourdough holder, which cannot be used on Pesach, even though it's only ever used for tzonin. Pshita, well, isn't that obvious? It's like a sourdough holder. Ma'udatema, no, because might you have thought to say, Kivan, de ravicha shalit behu avira velo bale kamash malan. You may have said, well, they're very wide, and so air gets into them, and so it's not going to be as harsh. So we have to teach explicitly that no, you're still not allowed to use them, even though it's only used for cold, and even though they're wide and have a lot of air in them, still we're going to deem them to be considered chametz, and you can't use them on Pesach.